Well, children, it's your special family service, so we do do things a bit different, and we want to speak to you children, but we believe that there is enough in God's word, not only for children, but for adults as well. Because do you know what? Life's all about what? Choices. Life's all about choices. Choices, children, that at the moment, when I was your age, didn't really mean anything to me. The only choice I wanted to make was what kind of pudding I was going to have. That was probably the biggest problem I had. Do you see what I mean? And then when you get to teenagers, yeah, your choices get a little bit better. And then when you get as old as junior, well, wow, you're just about finished with your choices. You've made them. But listen, life's about choices. Now, for you people at the back there, yes, you've got lots of choices. In fact, you've got choices to make. What subjects you're going to take in at school, haven't you? See, I took my subjects. I wanted PE. Well, that was a good one to take. And then I wanted to be off on a Tuesday afternoon and a Thursday afternoon. That was my choices. But I didn't get those choices. They gave me maths. Maths. Well, who would rather have... That's not a choice, is it? It's not a choice at all. But life's about choices. And you know, seriously. And you know, we're going to read some scriptures together. We're going to read some scriptures together now. And James chapter 1. And it's only a few verses. And can we say it together? Can we say this together? Okay. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil. Nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings death. Now, there are two words we're going to look at this morning, and they are, drawn by his desires and enticed. We're going to look at those two things there. Because, listen, God is saying he never tempts you to do wrong. You make a choice. That's what he's saying. He says, you make a choice. When we do wrong, we make a choice. And God is not tempting us to make those choices. And I'm going to explain how. But listen, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story, Richard. There was a school teacher, and she had a bit of a problem. And the problem was this. Girls, you know what girls are like, girls were going into the bathroom and putting lipstick, right? Putting huge amounts of lipstick and then kissing the mirror. And of course, what do you think the mirror then had what on it? That's right, had all stuff, lipstick on. And these young girls, 13 and 14, you know what they're like, got the lipstick on. I used to do, no, we used to and get the lipstick on, and they're kissing the mirrors. And of course, what happened is the poor cleaner said, I've had enough of this. So we went to see the headmistress and said, can you come into the girls' toilet and look at the mirrors? And sure enough, what did she see? She saw lipstick all over. So she called the girls in, and she had all the girls lined up, right? All the girls lined up, and she said, this is not very good. You've made a choice, right? And what you don't realize is this choice has had an effect on somebody. And this poor man here has to clean this mirror every night because of the lipstick marks. So she says, I'm going to show you how difficult it is to clean this. So she said to the cleaner, come and show them the amount of effort you take. So he got his big brush, right, and he dipped it into the toilet bowl, and he washed the mirror. I want to tell you something. This demonstration had amazing results. No one ever kissed the mirror again. So, I think my wife does that. So, you see, they made a choice, and I think when they realized how the janitor, he hadn't been cleaning it, that was just a demonstration, by the way. But it certainly stopped the girls from doing it, didn't it? But you see, listen, this is what I want you to talk about. This little thing called, the teacher was trying to show them that choices bring chances, that bring changes. You must make a choice to take a chance if your life will never change. I agree with that partly, and I don't agree with it in another, and I'm going to show you why. Because how many people remember Adam and Eve? Now, Adam and Eve made a what? No, they made a choice. Now, what choice did they make? Boys and girls, anybody tell me what Adam and Eve made? What choice did they make? What did Adam and Eve make? What choice did they make? They chose to do something, didn't they, that God had... Yes? That's right. Right. God said, I don't want you to eat the fruit of that tree. And they made a choice, didn't they? And they took a chance. You see, the devil came along, he said, hey, Adam, it's okay. God isn't going to do anything bad to you. Go on, take a chance, take a chance. And of course, his wife took the apple, right, and she bought into it and then gave it to Adam. That's what we're led to believe, some people tell me. I think Eve just did it, but some people tell me that Adam partook of it as well. What I'm saying is, they took a chance that they would get away with it, didn't they? But what changed? What changed? Can I tell you three things that changed? One, they lost their relationship with God. That's bad news. Two, they now would die. That's a big change, isn't it? And third, they'd have to go out to work. They physically, spiritually lost their relationship with God. Because you see, boys and girls, when you take chances... When you take chances, when your parents say something to you and you disobey, you're taking your chance that your parents will think, oh, okay, I'll let you off this time. But if we're good parents and we've told them, what do? There's a natural punishment involved. And Adam and Eve lost a relationship with God. Oh, that's bad news for me. And the other bad news was, God said to them, I'm going to have to let you die. And today, we have that pain of death, don't we? Because somebody made a choice, took a chance, and it changed. It changed the whole way. Now, boys and girls, the Bible and James warned us of this. It said, listen, when you are tempted, don't say God tempted you. You tempted yourself. You took a chance. Whenever you sin, boys and girls, and mums and dads, you're taking a chance. Now, every table is going to answer this question. I'm going to give you 1 minute with each question. Now then, what's happened is you've all been on a plane. Somebody made a comment about a plane in my house group on Thursday night. I still have not forgot it. But anyway, you're all on an aeroplane, and the aeroplane has crashed. So each of you on your tables need to talk about it. And this is the first question. Your plane has crashed. A river must be crossed. Would you walk over a bridge that has a lion standing at the end of it? Or would you swim through crocodile-infested waters? Talk it on your table. You've got a minute to tell me what choice you're going to take, what chance you're going to take that will change. What would you do? Okay, let's start with Emma and Eunice. What choice are you taking? You're going to walk across the bridge. What are you going to... You're going to walk across the bridge. Well, with Pearl with you, then that's no problem. What are you going to do, Maisie? Talk her to death? No, I mean, you're going to walk over the bridge. Bridge? Oh, dear me. What about... Walk over the bridge. What are you going to do? Bridge. Is everybody going to swim? So you're all going to... You see, you've made a choice, and you're going to take a chance that the lion is full. Aren't you? Next question, Katie. The only food available when you cross the bridge is creepy crawly insects. Would you eat them or starve yourself hoping someone would rescue you soon? That's your second choice. Okay, this Let's have a look at this question here. What are you going to do? You're going to starve yourself. What are you going to do, David? So we've got Junior. Junior's going to eat them. He's a Bear Grylls. He's going to eat them. Jane isn't. Oh, you're going to eat them too, with a piece of bread. Eat them. These are going to eat them. You're going to eat them. Right. You eat insects in Africa. Okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to eat them or are you going to starve? You're going to starve. Who's going to starve? Oh, come on, Katie. Get a bit of bottle in your girl. Have some insects. Okay, your final question. So you're still alive. You've had the insects. You've crossed the line. This is your final. You've got to go to sleep that night. So do you go up a tree out of the way of lions, but perhaps in the reach of leopards, or do you go into a cave where there's no way of escape if a wild animal comes inside? Okay. Okay. Ethan, what would you do? Ethan's going up a tree. Is anybody going with Ethan up a tree? No. Who's going in a cave? So you're walking across with a lion, you're going to eat insects and you're going to stay in a cave. But some of you are not going to eat insects. Some of you are going to go up a tree. You all are making choices. You're all making choices that will change. That, of course, is fictional. Watch this video.
We made it. Isn't it great?
We could get in big trouble.
I know. I wonder if its brains are still in there. There's only one way to know. Come on, let's go check it out.
The only checking out you will do would be to check out of here.
Oh, man.
We're way beyond the boundary of the Pride Land.
Look, Banana Beak is scared.
It's Mr. Banana Beak to you, Fuzzy. And right now, we are all in very real danger.
Danger? Ha! I walk on the wild side. I laugh in the face of danger. Ha
Well, 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 Banzai, what have we got here?
I don't know, Shenzi. What do you think, Ed?
Yeah, just what I was thinking. A trio of trespassers.
And quite by accident, let me assure you. A simple navigational error.
Whoa, wait. I know you. You're Mufasa's little stooge.
Aye, madam, I'm the king's major domo.
And that would make you...
the future king.
Do you know what we do to kings who step out of their kingdom?
Puh, you can't do anything to me.
Technically they can. We are on their land.
But Zazu, you told me they're nothing but slobbering, mangy, stupid poachers.
Ixnay on the Oopid's Day.
What do you call it, Oopid's Day?
My. Oh, look at the sun. It's time to go.
What's the hurry? We'd love you to stick around for dinner.
Yeah, we could have whatever's... lying around.
Wait, I got one. Make mine a cub sandwich. What do you think? What? And what is it?
Hey, did we order this dinner to go?
No.
Why?
Because Sarah goes!
Did we lose him? I think so. Where's Zazu?
The major domo bird hippity-hop all the way to the birdie boiler.
Oh, no! Not the birdie boiler!
Hey! Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
Like you? Oops.
Stop!
That was it? Do it again. Come on. He's sorry.
If you ever come near my son again.
Oh, this is your son?
Oh, yours?
Did you know that?
No, me? I didn't know. No, did you?
No, of course not.
No.
Ed?
Toodles.
Dad,
you deliberately disobeyed me.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Let's go home.
I thought you were very brave.
What did he do? He made a choice. He made a choice to disobey his father. And what were the consequences of that choice? He almost got eaten. I want to tell you something, boys and girls. We need to understand. And we need to make sure that we face the choice between right and wrong. Because the choices that we make and the decisions that we make today. The decisions that we make today, what? What will the decisions we make today? They affect our tomorrow, boys and girls. Moms and dads, I'm going to come on to yous now. Because you need to understand the decisions that you make affect your tomorrow. We need to understand if we're followers of Jesus, then we have got to start making right decisions. And that's what James is saying. Something in here talking about that temptations are going to happen to every adult. And James points out there is a process when we fall to sin. And you may be going through stuff right now. For instance, our temptations are real and natural. For instance, we all get hungry. We all get hungry. That's a natural desire. And when we get hungry, what do we want to do? We want to eat. It's a natural consequence. If we are thirsty, it's an instinct. It's a natural desire that God has given us. So we drink. All our desires and instincts come from us internally. We have a desire, though, for fulfillment and pleasure. And the consequences that you make with those feelings determine the outcome of your life, because the decisions you make do affect your tomorrow. And some of us have been on a pathway when we were teenagers that we wish we never went on. And children, you need to understand the choices that you make will have a bearing on your tomorrow. And some of us made bad decisions when we were young, and God was gracious. But sometimes our consequences, and we do have desires. And James is saying you cannot blame God when those desires come. Because desires do not come from the outside. Desires always come from the inside. I desire something. I desire intimacy. I desire pleasure. I desire food. I desire drink. It comes from the inside. Jesus said this: it's not what comes out of a man's mouth that defiles him. It's what has gone into him. It's what is settling inside your heart, boys and girls. When you make a decision to say, I'm not going to do that, Dad. I'm not going to do that, Mom. You've made a choice. You have made a choice. And you have deliberately made a choice to sin. You've made a choice to disobey your parents. And the consequences of it is you won't get away with it. For instance, let me explain. There's two words I talk to you about. The word is dragged away and enticed. James says you are dragged away and you are enticed. Both of these Greek words have a meaning. Dragged away is like a plowman. But enticed is like a fisherman. Now, we haven't got the fisherman here today. But a fisherman, when he goes out to fish, first of all, what's he got to get? He's got to get some bait. Now, what does a fisherman do? Does he get his bait in his hand and throw it into the sea? No, that's right, he doesn't. That's madness. That's just feeding the fish. What he wants to do is he wants to entice the fish. So he puts it on a... You see, he wants to entice the fish, and he wants the fish to come out of its safe surroundings and take a chance that it's going to gobble some food. The problem is, he makes a decision, he takes the chance, he's enticed from himself, and he goes for the bait, and quite often he's caught. And the change is, I go to the fish shop. Now, if Kevin was here this morning, Kevin would say, no, I throw my fish back in. Listen, Simon goes fishing once in a while, and he says he catches things. They all say they catch big things, but they throw them back in. But listen, the principle is this. It's not the fisherman. All the fisherman's done is enticed the fish. I want you to be aware about this. The temptation doesn't come from the fisherman. It comes from the fish desiring to have something. It leaves its comfort zone. It leaves its comfort zone to take a chance that it's going to get some good food. And that is a basic principle for us Christians. Satan comes along and says, it's all right, Lisa. Take a chance. It's okay. But Satan doesn't make Liesl do that decision. Who makes Liesl make that decision? Liesl. And we need to understand this. You make your decisions in life as young as you are. And we are ticed away by our own desires, by our own intimacy. Yes, Satan comes along. Satan comes along and he says, that's good, or go on, take a chance on that. He has the power to lure us. But listen, James says it's our own desires. I want to tell you about a man called David. Children, did you know there was a great king? And God said he loved David. He was a man after his own heart. But David went out one evening. David went out one evening and saw something he shouldn't and thought, I'm taking a chance. Can I tell you, boys and girls, what that chance turned out to do? It turned out that he murdered somebody afterwards. And tried to cover up what he'd done. He'd done something very naughty, boys and girls. Very, very naughty. And he thought he could get away with it. And so he took a chance and got a husband killed. And he wasn't even satisfied with that. He pretended it never happened. And he just carried on with his life. You see, he was tempted and he took a chance. He took a chance. And that chance would lead to David causing many, many years of pain and many, many years of misery. And I want to tell you something. Christians, Satan will tempt us. The Bible says Satan will tempt us. It said Satan will entice us. But Satan cannot make us make a decision. Only you can make that decision. Do you remember Katie putting that on the board, children, where it said the decisions you make today affect your tomorrow? Well, can I tell you, years, years and years after David did this awful thing, his own son tried to kill him. The choices and the chances that you do have a bearing and a change on what happens in our lives. God is saying this morning. God is saying, don't take the chances of your desires from within. God has good gifts for every one of you. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And God wants to do nothing else but give you good gifts. When Satan says that God is mingy, it's not true, boys and girls. When God says he doesn't want you to have fun, it's not true. God says there were pleasures forevermore. God wants you to give your life over to him. God says, make the choice this morning. And some of us adults need to make a choice. Make a choice to follow Jesus every single day. The Bible says, go after God's teachings. I wonder every morning, do we say that today we will do as the teachings of Jesus? Because if we start to live the way Jesus taught us how to live, we'll make good choices. We will make good choices. We will love everybody. We will obey God. When the temptation comes along, we'll do what Jesus did. And he quoted scripture and he was enticed. You see, Satan tried to get Jesus to do something. He tried to get Jesus to change. It's okay. If you jump off this cliff, Jesus, God will make sure you don't hurt your ankle. God can change these stones into bread for you. You've been hungry for 40 days, Jesus. He tempted him. But you see, Jesus had a choice to make. He had a choice to make. Is he going to change and do what Satan had asked, or was he going to stand fast? I want to say this as we close. Some of us are playing with fire, and we're going to get burnt. We're going to get burnt. Because the choices you make will affect you tomorrow. Internally, every one of us struggle with certain areas. And the Bible makes it clear, and the book of James, that God has got good gifts for us. And as we close, this is the key I want you to remember, boys and girls and mums and dads. Here is the antidote for those three C's. And it's delight thyself in the Lord. And he will what? And desires are what come from inside. Remember, desires is that thing I've been talking about this morning. Desires are the choices you want to make in life, Richard, Owen, Edward, Margaret, Dennis, Pam. Those desires inside us. God's saying, I know you have desires, but if you will delight yourself in me, Edward, I will give you the desires of your heart. Listen, friends, God said if you seek his kingdom first, God will add everything you want, if it's good for you. The antidote for temptation is to continually delight in yourself in the Lord. It's continually seeking after God. And there was a man called Hezekiah who did nothing else but seek after God, and God made him successful. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I want to put a verse of scripture up, because, you know, friends, this is what could have happened to David. God said to David, if you hadn't have made that bad choice, which ended up you murdering somebody, ended up you doing a really, really, really bad thing, if you hadn't have done that, God said, I would have given you what? I want to tell you something. You see, when we sin, children and adults, when we change, God is saying, I wish you hadn't done that. I got so much good stuff for you. I can't give you it. If only David hadn't have done that, do you know what? Wow, God's saying, I'd have given you so much more. And I want to tell you, everyone sitting in this room today, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you so much more. Children, you decide to make a choice this morning to follow Jesus and to invite Jesus into your life and to start seeking after Jesus and doing what Jesus teaches you, I promise he will do this for you. He will give you so much more. I promise every adult in this place, if you say, listen, I'm going to delight myself in God, I'm going to read the Bible, I'm going to find out how God behaved, because listen, read the Gospels. You've only got to read the Gospels. You know how Jesus walked and how Jesus behaved. And then say, I'm going to do exactly what Jesus did. I'm going to stop and ask myself, when I come to, is this what Jesus would do? I promise you, God will give you so much more. Because God's word doesn't lie. God's word doesn't lie. Finally, in a conclusion, James says that's not what God wants for us. What God wants for us is this verse here. How do I get that? Katie's going to bring that delight yourself in the Lord back up again. How many of you are going to make a decision to do this morning? I'm going to give you a minute to think about it, because listen, I know that every one of us will go through temptations. I know that some people are now fooling around with stuff, and you're going to get burnt. And children, you need to make a decision whether you're going to follow Jesus or whether you're not going to follow Jesus, because God holds you accountable for the choices you make. God holds you accountable. And God wants you to give your life to him so that he can make your life really great. Let me tell you, children, you've got an opportunity of really making a successful life. Haven't they, Junior? They've got a chance of making their life hugely successful. Nothing, Ethan, can stop you if you give your life to God. He wants to give you so much. He wants to give you so much. He just wants you to delight in him and just say, Jesus, help me to live for you. I know the devil's going to come along and entice me. We've all been through it, Claudette, haven't we? We've all been where the devil's tightening. But we say, listen, when you come along, I'm going to just say, well, what would Jesus do here? That's all delight in the Lord means. It means adults, we make a decision, a conscious decision to follow Jesus. That Christianity is not a ticket to heaven. It's a lifestyle which says, I'm following Jesus. It's rubber stamped on my life from Monday through to next Monday. I'm going to end up with this. Some people think their sacred and secular life is two different worlds. They think their secular life, Monday through to Friday, where they go to work and they go to the gym and they do all the things they want, they think that's separate from a Sunday. God says, no, it isn't. Your sacred life and your secular life are one. And God wants us to honor God in our secular life and in our sacred life. When you go to work, he wants you to be like Daniel. He wants you to be the best that you can possibly be. He wants people to say, that's the spirit of Jesus in that guy. That's what they said about Daniel. Hey, this man, you can tell there's a spirit of God in him. Daniel, in his private life and his public life and his personal life, were exactly the same, boys and girls. He had no sacred or secular divide. To him, it didn't exist. All he wanted to do was to please Jesus. I want to ask you, come on, I want to ask you right round this room today, is your sacred or secular life different? Is it? Are you one thing Monday to Friday and completely different this morning sitting here? Because I'm telling you, God says that we are to be authentic from Monday to the following Monday. And God says, listen, delight yourself in the Lord. Let's say it together. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And Katie will come the next slide down again. And let's say this. And I also would have given you. I'm going to end with this. Jesus Christ made a choice. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he asked God a question. He says, God, do I really, really have to go and to a cross for every boy and girl in this room today? Do they have to really spit at me? Do they really have to put nails in my hands and in my feet? Do they really have to whip me till the blood is flowing? Do I really have to do that? Do I have a choice, God? And God says, you have a choice, son. You have a choice. It'll change everything. The choice, boys and girls, was if Jesus said, I'm not going to go to that cross, the change would have been you and I couldn't have a relationship with Jesus. That would have been the change. And that's what Jesus faced. But you see, Jesus made the right choice. He said, I'm going to go to the cross for every boy and girl and every human being on planet Earth. I'm going to suffer people spitting at me. I'm going to suffer people beating me. I'm going to suffer nails in my hands and my feet. Why? Because I want to change. I want to change the world. I want every boy and girl to love me and to come into a relationship with me. And boys and girls, that's what he did. That's what he did. See, inwardly Jesus had a desire. Do I have to go to the cross? It was a desire. Do I have to go to the cross? And God said, you make the choice, son. I'm grateful Jesus went to the cross, aren't you? I'm grateful Jesus made the right choice because it changed my life, changed Jane's life. Didn't it, Jane? Change your life, Junior? Or because Jesus made a choice. And boys and girls, we're going to sing this hymn now. From heaven you came, helpless babe. Entered our world. Entered our world that he might make a choice. I wonder, boys and girls, do you want to make a choice to follow Jesus? If you do, moms and dads, do you want to make a choice to follow Jesus? The Bible says if you do, you simply admit you're a sinner. Admit that Jesus went to the cross and you're going to make a choice to ask God to forgive you and ask God to come into your life. And immediately you do, God comes into your life. And you've made a great choice because a change will take place. I'm going to say a prayer and then Katie's going to put the song on and we're going to sing it. If you want to say this prayer, say it within your heart. And please come and tell me afterwards if you said it. But I want to make sure you know today that the choice you make in life will affect your tomorrow. Bow your heads and I'm going to say the prayer. If you really want to come to know Jesus, you really want to have your life changed so you make great decisions, then this is all you have to do. Father, Thank you that Jesus came and made a choice. And that choice, Father, was to go and bear my sin on the cross. Father, I make a choice now. I ask you to forgive me and to come into my heart and cleanse me from sin. I thank you that that choice has now changed my life forever. I thank you have come into my heart because I've asked you.